Midnight Passenger, a long time waiting here on Neo Rocks, and joining us in studio, the guys from Midnight Passenger. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Say, go around the room, introduce yourselves. What do you do?
I'm Jim. I play guitar in Midnight Passenger.
I'm Rick, and I play bass.
I'm Tony, and I sing.
I'm Shane, and I play drums.
You guys have one more missing?
Yeah, we had one. Our guitar player, Dan, had to work tonight, so okay. He's with us in spirit. But
yeah.
So I'm going to get it out of the way first because a bunch of people already mentioned it when we made posts saying that you guys were in studio. Beards.
Yes. I have a beard.
I'm trying to think of probably one of the most awkward questions that I can come up with for
just ask me how long it took me to grow it, because that's what everybody else asked me.
How long did it take you to grow that?
Go ahead.
What's the weirdest thing that you ever got stuck in your beard?
How about the weirdest thing my beard was ever stuck in?
Is it radio friendly?
Yes. I was cleaning the kitchen at my apartment. And I happened to open the lower cupboard to grab some cleaning utensils out of and closed my beard into the cupboard and ripped out a very large chunk of hair. I was not happy.
So did you shave it all off and restart?
No, I just pretended like it didn't happen. And if somebody noticed, I'd have to deal with it then.
Okay, then. With that out of the way, then. You guys have a new single that we're going to be playing in a little bit. Mm-hmm. You guys have a show coming up this weekend, and you just announced a signing.
Yes, with Cellar Door, which we're very excited about.
So, what all is going on with that?
Well, we've been talking to Justin and Allie for about quite a while, maybe a couple months, and made it final about a week and a half ago after the Weapons of Mass Creation show that we played. And basically, they're just been awesome ever since then, helping us out when we didn't even ask. I mean, they've been such like ambassadors for local scenes, so it's really awesome to be able to work with them.
So how did you initially meet?
Through our engineer, Jim Stewart, who's currently working on our record, and he's kind of opened the door for a lot of things for us. So one of those being Cellar Door, he mentioned them to us.
Say, Jim is hiding in the corner right now.
Jim is actually here right hiding now. In the corner.
He's actually not in trouble, but he's sitting in the corner like he is.
Yes.
So you guys have the show coming up this weekend.
Yes.
Saturday night.
Yep.
At the Grog Shop. Tell us a little bit about that.
It starts at 8. We got a great lineup. Nomads, they're a band right out of Cleveland. Adam Corbis-Meyer, we recorded guitars at his studio. And the other band, Angels Males, really good friends of ours. And New Shoes, also really good friends of ours. It's kind of cool because, you know, Justin set up the show with a bunch of bands that were cohesive but had slightly different sounds, and little did he know we all had kind of like a tie-in together, so it's going to be a big friend show, kind of party out and have a good time.
Say, well, do we want to play a track?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Let's... We've got literally just sent to us what 5 minutes ago by Jim. This is not the track that you're debuting tonight.
No, it's a single that we've had out for a couple months called All of Us.
Say, and we'll talk about it in a little bit, but right now we've got All of Us by Midnight Passenger on Neo Rocks.
Time. Feel like I've been here before tonight.
Midnight Passenger, all of us here on Neo Rocks. The guys are in studio with us. We're talking about their music and kind of the description of you guys and how you guys fit in with kind of other genres on the radio right now.
Yeah.
You guys started talking about the iTunes radio and just how iTunes can't even quite qualify you guys.
Yeah, it's like Seether and any type of 100.7 rock you can think of.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like you.
No.
we think we sound like something and then we don't. We find out when we hear next other artists that are supposed to sound like that.
So how do you guys, if you were to just kind of cold call a station and try to say, hey, we'd like to get our music on your station, what do you kind of tell them?
We're indie pop, indie rock. I mean, as unfiltered as we can make it. I mean, there's so many taglines with music now. I mean, our hashtag would be a mile long if we try to explain what we were as a band.
Not enough characters
exactly.
In the line. Okay. So All of Us is a track that you guys released earlier this year, and you guys have been working on a disc for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long has it been in the works?
The thing was we started off as an EP. We were only going to do 5 songs. Then about halfway through this year, we decided to do a full length. So we went back and tracked 4 more songs to kind of finish off the second half of the record, which it works that way as a record because there's a very bright pop side of the record and a very dark kind of dreary part of the record, which is why we released All of Us, and then we're doing Radiating. All of Us is that pop side of the record. Radiating is the darker side. So kind of has like a sun and moon feel to it.
All right. And then once again, you guys are playing Saturday night at the Grog Shop.
Starts at 8.
Starts at 8 o'clock along with
Ageless Males, New Shoes, and Nomads.
Say, and you guys obviously last?
Yes, we're headlining the show.
Okay.
So.
You know,
that is true. I'm sorry.
this guy next to me is on shows like that all the time with his producer.
Right.
So so you guys have an idea of when you guys want to release the disc?
We're definitely pushing for fall. That's I think with the latter half of what we recorded, the feel of it's going to definitely place well. In the later months, kind of when the seasons change, I think it'll work well with that release time. So,
okay,
so it's all on our producer right now. It's really in his court. You know, he's mixing it right now. So
it's all on him now. Yeah,
he's working on the album artwork. It should be done pretty soon.
You better be careful because he might just reply with, "I'm waiting for the check."
Yeah, exactly.
we keep talking about the stuff that's coming up, and we're about to play a track that's actually older stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How old is that disc?
Well, the disc is about, I want to say, 3 years old for our EP. It was a collection of songs that we put together that we've kind of personally wrote over the years. And as we came to be like Midnight Passenger, we figured we'd put it out to really promote our sound. It was right after we were all like getting out of college or just finishing up. So it's kind of like a DIY effort, if you will.
And you kind of led me into this question. Like, how did you guys end up together as a band?
Well, Jim and I actually, and Rick also, went to high school together. Rick was a little younger than Jim and I. But Jim and I were in a band together in high school for quite a few years. And then when we graduated high school, we decided to kind of go a separate way from our original band. And this was actually before Facebook, before MySpace really hit it big. We found Tony on like a Cleveland Forum website.
Yeah.
Singer looking for a band. And
if anybody remembers Cleveland.com, high school forums, that's ancient.
Oh, wow.
That's where we actually found each other and started working together. We didn't really form Midnight Passenger what it is right now until about a couple of years ago. We really solidified what we wanted to do.
And when you guys walked into the station earlier, you guys saw all the stickers on our doors.
Yeah.
Say, was one of those really familiar?
All of them. I mean, there was so many, even bands that we used to play with back in like the early 2000s and stuff. Like, it's really kind of mind-blowing how many of those bands don't even exist anymore. It's crazy.
Well, I think what he was really trying to get at was the Kamen Rider sticker.
Yeah.
That's where we got our name from. So that kind of just went right over his head there. But yeah, that one definitely really stuck out. Our guitar player, Dan, who's not here, he was a big fan of Kamen Rider. And I think he was listening to that. So we had a real hard time trying to come up with the band name, and he just listened. He was listening to that disc one night, and that song came on, and just kind of went from there. So
Midnight Passenger. Yeah.
So no picking names out of hats.
No,
for you
no,
guys.
No, we didn't quite get that far. So.
So all right, well, why don't we hear another track from the Long Time Waiting disc? We've got Elevator Ride.
Yeah.
We've got that right now on Neo Rocks. Midnight Passenger and Elevator Ride here on Neo Rocks. One of your older tracks.
Yeah, it was.
You guys are one of the few bands that when I looked at you guys and said, well, this is what I've got from you guys, and you guys didn't, you didn't like run screaming from the room saying, please don't ever play this music again. any of the older stuff still in your sets?
Actually, just one of the songs that we didn't play tonight. It's called Let You Down. It's an acoustic song that Dan, our guitar player that's not here, him and I co-wrote it, lyrics and everything. So it was kind of still relevant, so we play it.
Okay. So is it just one of you that primarily does the writing? Do you guys do it as a whole?
It's interesting. It's a full band collaboration, but usually it starts off a jam, either with Jim or Dan on guitar, or even Rick sometimes. And then Shane kind of lays down the drums. And Dan's a drummer too, so he's able to kind of like manipulate certain things. And then I just come up with the lyrics and the vocals at the very last possible moment when we have like a day left to record.
Or the day of.
Yeah.
So primarily it kind of just grows out of somebody comes up with just some idea, comes, hey,
usually
listen to this and... Wow.
It's not always the same. It's a lot of times things happen organically or things are put away for a while and then we forget about them and then we hear them again and then we get excited about it. Or you like have a different take on an old thing so then we can kind of go back and reapproach things.
So after tonight, any of the tracks that we played?
Well, All of Us actually was a song that we nicknamed Ultimate Frisbee. It was in the kind of like dead song little folder that we had, and one day one of them just kind of turned it on and we're like, wow, that's actually pretty good, let's revisit that. So, and it's on the record.
So on your set list on stage, mm-hmm. would you actually list Ultimate Frisbee
or not anymore? since we've been doing the record and we've been throwing the names around so much, they've kind of they've become more finite, but we used to have a song that we played in our set, two of them, called Pretzel and Gatorade, that we actually never physically named.
So, oh.
Yeah.
We usually look around the room or things that happened that day because you don't always know what the song is about when you're making it. There's no lyrics yet usually. So you just kind of whatever. And then we tend to remember those by that name like forever. So it's amazing we don't call All of Us Ultimate Frisbee anymore.
Dan still does, actually.
It's actually kind of fun to look at a set list for a band and go, none of these song titles make sense.
They
didn't use any of these words on stage. So you guys, we've got a new track that we're about to play. It's called Radiating. We talked about it a little bit ago. It's kind of your other side.
Right, yeah.
And then you guys have the show coming up on Saturday at the Grog Shop with, again...
Ageless Males.
Who we're touring Cleveland with right now. we've played quite a few shows with those boys lately, but they're our good friends, so we've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, Nomads and New Shoes.
Say, and this is put together
by Cellar Door. And they came to us with the opportunity to do the show, and like I said earlier, like, had no idea that all these bands kind of had some type of connection, so it's only going to be a blast the entire time.
So which came first, the deal with the Cellar Door or the show?
The show, actually.
The show.
The show came first. They approached us with the show, which we were really excited about because Cellar Door Rendezvous was fantastic and always is. And so we were really like humbled by even them asking us. So when they asked us to do a headlining show, it was even that much more awesome. So that definitely came first. And then we sat down with them and talked about how the deal could, you know, make the show even that much more awesome and celebrating.
So, well, where can people go to find out more information about you guys, about the show?
They can hit us up on our Facebook. All you have to do is search Midnight Passenger. Our Twitter handle is MP Chirps. And our Instagram is Midnight Passenger Official. And you can also download our music right now for free on midnightpassenger.bandcamp.com.
So, okay, so where did MP Chirps come from?
Well, I tried to, I made it. I set up our Twitter, and I was trying to get Midnight Passenger at Midnight Passenger just to make it simple. And some guy in probably Norwegian mountains
had the same problem, actually.
Oh, yeah. So you guys know. So I was like, and I did the one, the two, and they were all taken. So I was like, what? And then I was like, oh, wait, my phone chirps every time I get a Twitter notification. So MP Chirps just kind of, it's the bird thing.
Okay. Well, thank you guys very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Once again, Midnight Passenger playing Saturday night at the Grog Shop. 8 o'clock show?
Yes, sir.
8 o'clock show. Check it out. Check out their Facebook for more information about that show. One last track, Radiating. This is the first time it's being played on the radio?
Ever. Actually, ever? The first time anyone's going to be hearing it, period. So we haven't released it yet, so this is the official.
Very cool. Thank you guys very much for coming in. Radiating by Midnight Passenger right now on NeoRocks.